You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you want Greg to drive?
No.
I'm excited.
Greg's Greg is driving today's post-game show. Yeah, Mike Schur joins us as the unpaid stats intern that he is. That's today's post-game show. Greg, you are driving and hosting this segment with Mike Schur.
Wow. Is Mike on right now?
All right. We're off to a rocking start.
Drive the car.
Okay. Hey, I got the wheel in my hand. Mike, before we get started with your stat of the day, I have to share a beef. I have a beef with you. I mean, the thing you did last week, the back in my day parody, making fun of me for not doing enough back in my days, I got to tell you, that cut like a knife. It was a beautiful thing. You wrote it in the style that I write those things, which was brilliant on your part. You ought to be a writer. But the one thing that I sort of got annoyed with was the idea that the examples you gave of ideas that I could do for a back in my day, I had already done those ideas, Mike. So, you know, were you sure, is my question.
No, I was relatively certain you had done them. I think the point that I was making was, we don't care. Just do them again.
Okay.
Do whatever's around, man. When we as fans of the show tune in on a Tuesday, we want to hear you griping about something from the mid to late 70s for 4 minutes. And you could do magazines every week and it would be fine.
Wow, okay, you know what?
We'd all be thrilled.
The pressure is off now. So you are enabling me, you are green lighting me to basically recycle.
I am saying to you that your fans, your dozens of fans spread all over the globe.
Right, thank you.
Want to hear a 4 minute back in my day every Tuesday. They don't care if you've done it before. Some of them will say that you've done this before,
right,
and you go, yes, I have. I'm doing it again.
Oh, wow.
I promise you, that's all we want is 4 minutes of you talking about something from the mid to late 70s.
Greg, when you go to a Billy Joel concert and he plays Piano Man, no one says you've done this before.
Wow, that's a good point, Billy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Billy made a great
point. Billy Joel, there's another good one, concerts.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Concerts.
I feel like this is something that if
Rotary
my dad
phones.
Just started doing them in reruns, Dan would give him shit for recycling.
Oh, I want him to
do it. So, like, because it's Mike Schur's idea, this is a great idea to reuse.
Dan
needed
to hear it.
But I don't know if Dan would like. I don't know if is it really a great idea.
He wouldn't remember. He wouldn't remember if he would. I mean, if someone pointed it out, he would. Maybe he would. But
Greg,
I don't. My point is, I've been listening to the show for years now. I don't have any idea what subjects have been back in my days and which haven't.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Excellent.
Greg, I think you should read the exact same one like 2 or 3 weeks in a row and see how long it takes for Dan to figure out that you're just doing the same one over and over.
That. I'm going to do that. Mike, you have really opened my eyes to the possibility of me not working hard but yet satisfying everybody with back in my days. That's great.
But now, you also have these they have them handwritten, so do you save them somewhere?
I wish I did.
So you're not saved?
They're not handwritten. They're typed. They should be in
a
doc somewhere.
They're typed, but then it disappears.
You delete all the... Why wouldn't you just keep a doc?
I don't know. I'm not that smart. How do you do that? How do you keep a doc? Where's Dr. McGillicuddy? How do you keep a doc?
The beauty is in the ephemerality, you know? Like, it's pure art. It's meant to just be spoken, and then it just disappears into the ether.
It disappears into... That's exactly right. Mike, you get me.
I really do.
My beef with you is over. I love you like a pet. Now, you're here to do what? You're here to do a stat of the day, and I can't wait because your stat of the days, they're great. I just absolutely love them.
What was your favorite?
My favorite was the recent one he did, baseball related. I can't remember.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. It is your stat of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Yeah.
All right, folks. I got a doozy for you. There is only one quarterback in the history of the National Football League who in his first three starts had 200 yards passing, at least, a 90-plus QB rating, and got the win. And that quarterback's name is Cooper Rush.
Oh, I thought for
Cooper
sure.
Cooper Rush, QB1 in the NFL. Mike, you were right to say that you thought he was the best quarterback in the entire league in any time slot. You were right on
That's
this.
That's what I said.
That is exactly what you said. You said he's the number one QB in the league, and I think you were exactly right. According to Stats by Stats, you have nailed it. Cooper Rush, number one QB in the NFL.
Best
history, not just this year, history.
Well, I'm not going to do that to Tua. There, as you know, I love Tua like a son, but he was the best quarterback, certainly, of the primetime games. I hot take that, but I think after the three primetime games, Who's close? Who has the best argument? Maybe Jacoby Brissett? It was a terrible week for primetime quarterbacking. And Cooper Rush. I mean, Jerry Jones has opened the door for Cooper Rush a little bit. Do you rush Dak back?
No, I don't think you do. He's winning. He's winning his games. I mean, I don't know. Like, the rushing quarterbacks from injury is a great way to get them hurt again and to have them... Like, look at Justin Herbert. I don't think you rush anybody back as long as your guy's winning. Who cares? Who do the Cowboys play next week?
Well, I think the Commanders.
All right, so who cares? So you got at least another 2 weeks before he has to play. I mean, they're terrible. I'm just so impressed, Mike, because I heard you say on this very show,
don't do
Cooper
this.
Rush, number one QB in the entire NFL. By any measurement, you said, he is the best quarterback in the league. You said he's better than Mahomes. You said he's better than Herbert. You said he's better than all those guys. And look at Stats by Stats proves you were right. You were on this from the beginning.
A bit patronizing from Mike Schur. Greg, you have anything?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, love you, Mike.
Way to drive, buddy.
All right.